You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Rosemarie Pierce. She's a holistic pharmacist, a frequent contributor to the Health First show. Rosemarie, I was going to ask you, before the break, we were talking about the gut. This time of year and over the next few months, a lot of people are going to be outside working in their garden. They're going to want to reduce their inflammation. They're going to want to reduce their pain, but also they need energy. And how is that related to gut health? And what can people do to really feel healthy this time of year?
Well, first of all, we have to look at gut health as actually being the mother of preventative disease preventative medicine. It actually can prevent us from getting these particular conditions. So if we remember that the gut itself, what's going on there relates to every single cell in the body, then if there's an allergy working in the garden, let's say, a lot of people this time of year start to have allergies from the pollen, especially the trees. And we in BC here have been having that for a while, and all of Canada now is waking up from the long winter. Those pollens, yes, a person can say, oh, I've always been allergic to a dandelion pollen, for example. But how severe is your reaction? If your reaction is severe or getting worse as the years go by, that's an indication that your immune system is in hyperactivity. And that hyperactivity of the immune system can be healed by healing the lining of the gut. Also, any other type of inflammatory issue might have. Even pulled muscles or muscle spasms can relate to the gut. Because if the lining of the small intestine has been damaged and is inflamed, and any time that you have gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, or just plain upset stomach, upset intestines, you're having gut issues. Mm. Three bowel movements a day, no diarrhea, very little gas, especially either gas that rolls through a person, builds up and increases the tension in the abdomen, or odored gas, both types, all of that indicates that the digestive system has some issues. So when it has issues, there most likely is issues with the lining, and that's inflammation, and that inflammation will make any other type of inflammation in your body harder to heal, and also it's harder to absorb our nutrients, especially minerals. And we know that we need those minerals to keep our muscles from becoming spastic and tight. And also, as we work, we build up lactic acid in the muscles, and we need those minerals to help neutralize the acids that are produced through heavy labor, let's say, heavy garden labor. Mm.
So how do we heal the lining of the gut? What are the simple ways that people can do that and reduce their allergies and their stomach problems?
Okay, so first, there can be a need to eliminate. If a person's on a typical North American diet where they're eating, especially when they eat out, because 50% of our meals are out. If those meals are, let's say, poutine, a burger, those types of meals, they're inflammatory-producing meals. Now, why do we call them inflammatory-producing meals? Is because what they do is irritate the lining of the intestine. We don't digest them properly. They're food for the wrong type of bacteria that cause toxins and gas that then irritate the lining. And there are a couple of, not only is it the devitalized, poor quality food of the fast food, but it's also certain types of protein in our diet for most people are very hard to digest. Mm. And those proteins would come from grains, especially the gluten grains. Mm-hmm. So wheat, rye, barley, and to lesser extent, other types of grains. And you can find those on the website for the Celiac Association of Canada. Celiac.ca will list all of the foods that contain gluten. If you happen to know, you're sensitive to it. Now, gluten is a protein that we do not have enough enzymes for, most of us. And if you're a celiac, you don't have the enzymes at all. Mm. It's hard to digest. If we don't break it down and get the amino acids that nourish our body the way we would, say, from hemp protein. Hemp is a very easy to digest protein. Even whey protein is fine. But there's another protein in dairy, if you're eating whole dairy, called casein. Mm-hmm. Casein is kind of like cottage cheese. If you were ever eating cottage cheese, it's mostly all casein. And casein is very similar in its structure to the gluten proteins. So I put them both together as hard-to-digest proteins. And they're the hardest of all proteins for us to digest. Now, those proteins, if they're not digested, will do one of two things as far as an end result. They'll either cause diarrhea or constipation, or both, switching off, you know. So if a person does not have two to three very well-formed, easy-to-evacuate bowel movements a day, that could be an issue. It's most likely an issue protein.
Mm. What about proteins like from chlorella or spirulina or, you know, some of those plant-based proteins? How good are they?
Those proteins are very easy for us to digest. But usually with spirulina and chlorella, we're not taking copious amounts, enough to give us, say, 20 grams of protein at a meal. Mm-hmm. But they're very good quality proteins. If we look at other say, vegan or vegetarian proteins, mm-hmm. pea protein is very hard for us to digest.
Okay.
And actually, a lot of people have trouble with legumes from gas, because there's also hard-to-digest carbohydrates in there, and they form a lot of gas. So, but if you ferment a legume, then it breaks it down and it's easy.
So the fermented proteins are better, is what I'm hearing you saying.
Fermented proteins are better because they're pre-digested. Our body is much more able to handle them, and the gas-producing carbohydrates, starches, are gone. Mm-hmm. Other proteins, though, that are found in the vegetarian end would be rice protein, which is an excellent protein for people who have a lot of digestive issues, because it's hypoallergenic. But in order to get it in a form that the body can easily deal with, it should be sprouted.
Well, I like that fact that you're talking about fermented proteins, because there's a lot of people interested in fermentation at the moment, and it's nice to see that there are some out there. I want to ask you about detoxification, because people are thinking about detoxification this time of year and doing cleanses. What's your take on that, and how does that relate to if they're taking medications?
Well, with medications, you usually always take them away from cleansing products. And if you're using a 7-day gentle cleanse that can be repeated often, say once a month, you can cleanse gently. I find that combining a 7-day cleanse, there's a good one called Re-Cleanse uh-huh. that I often recommend, and that particular one can be used along with an elimination diet to get the proteins, these hard-to-digest proteins in foods like the dairy and the wheat, especially wheat and gluten-containing foods. Wheat would be number one for me to remove from the diet for people who are having digestive issues. And right behind that would be dairy with casein. Not whey protein so much. I'm not having so much of an issue with that, but the casein. So while you're trying to change your diet, very good idea to do a cleanse at the same time, because you're focused on that. And I find it's easier at that time to remove foods.
I was going to ask you, you know, when we're talking about cleanses, a lot of people, you know, they think of cleanses and they think about the fact that they might be sitting on the toilet for, you know, a weekend or something. Does that happen with re-cleanse?
No, it's very, very gentle in that way. That's why it's repeated. So it's a cleanse, a 7-day cleanse that can be repeated so that gradually, slowly, it releases the toxins from the body, not in a harsh way that will put you on the toilet. Matter of fact, if you remove a lot of these offensive foods, bowel movements tend to get better. Another good thing to add along with cleansing would be digestive enzymes. Taking digestive enzymes are going to help your body digest the good foods. As you're doing a cleanse and you're focusing more on fruits and vegetables, removing, you know, things like alcohol, take a week of abstinence and use the healthy food chart. If you also add digestive enzymes, then you're going to break down the proteins, carbohydrates, and fats in this healthy food and help your bowel movements be even more regular.
Rosemary, I'm wondering if you can, you know, just go quickly over what you've been talking about today in terms of gut health and inflammation and cleansing, and tell people where they can get more information. Yeah, I got about a minute or so, too.
Okay. So for internal inflammation, to help it directly, we can use enzymes that are taken on an empty stomach. We call them systemic enzymes. They get in the system. They help the body to break down proteins and reduce inflammation. But to get at the real cause, we want to look at the health of our digestive tract. The gut itself, the whole gut, has an immune system protecting it. And when the lining is inflamed, our immune system sends out messages of basically inflammation. So taking away the hard-to-digest foods, such as the glutens and the dairy foods, start with there. Do a cleanse to support your shift in your diet. Re-cleanse would be an excellent one. And there are a couple of enzymes that can help you with hard-to-digest foods. One would be that's on the market easily found in health food stores is gluten digestzyme, or an all-purpose enzyme such as Enzyme Force. Those are two very good enzymes that can be used for breaking down hard-to-digest proteins, helping us to get the nutrients out of our food, and help to repair the body from the inside out.
Rosemary, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thanks. Good to talk to you, Dave.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Reg Fair, producer, and producers across the country that are making the show available to you. Thank you for listening. And if you want more information on the Health First Show, or if you've got a guest idea that you'd like to send us, go to our website, which is healthfirstradio.com, and click on the link to send us information. Thanks for listening. Have a great, healthy week.